The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The only race of people that would serve a God that don't look like them is us, is black people. White people are not going to serve a God or king that don't look like them. So you are not going to give white people a black God or a black Jesus and say, this is your God. And they say, okay, I'm going to serve that. You're not going to give the Arabs a white Jesus or even a black God, and they're going to say, I'm going to serve that. They're going to find the belief, even them Africans he mentioned, them Africans, they're not going to serve a God that doesn't look like them. But black people, we accept the white Jesus. We accept the Arab belief. We accept everything because we don't have no identity. This man said, Jesus Christ said, you must give up yourself. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say, excuse me, give up your life to follow Christ. He didn't say, give up your identity. Because Christ said, I'm not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So being an Israelite still matters. Giving up your life is your way of life. The way that you live then under Christ is not the way that you live now. And also, the last time I checked, Hamites or Africans don't call themselves black. We call ourselves black. When I talk to Hamites, and for those that don't know what a Hamite is, that's Africans. When I talk to Africans, they don't call themselves African-American. They don't use that dumb Pan-Africanist. They call themselves by the tribe or village that they live in. And they perceive us as less than. They look at us just as the white man looks at us. And I don't know why we got all this love for Africans when the white man didn't come into Africa to catch us. Africans brought us to the white man for slavery. So let's get, if we're going to talk about that part of history, let's talk about that. But then we also got to find out, why didn't they bring up the white Christians that replaced Jesus, gave it to us, and then we can't correct that? Like, we wrong for correcting that? That's why I had him repeat what the question was. The question was, what's wrong with us?
Hey, we're going to get a chance to respond, bro.
Like, this
ain't a monologue, my guy.
Go ahead, Adam. Go ahead. Listen.
Can I ask you a question?
It's an open forum. So if you got something to say, Adam.
Part of the battle I love.
Can I ask you a question?
Let this sizzle in your spirit. Right. You spoke for about 10 or 15. We sat on this stage.
I didn't ask you for 10 minutes. Come on,
wait,
bro.
Hey, shut up. Hey, shut up.
If you ask me the question,
whoa,
come on.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on, guys.
Hold tight, Captain. Hold tight, Captain.
Cap. Listen.
Y'all can get the good side or you get the bad side of Cap.
Hold on, wait. Cap, listen. We got to keep it respectful.
No, you got to say him. Listen, he interrupted me.
No. Listen, the interruptions will happen. This is a passionate debate, but the shut ups and all the love, we got to keep that.
No, hell no. If he interrupt me, if I give somebody respect and they can't respect me, I ain't got to respect them.
To all my soldiers, we are knee deep in spiritual warfare, and Hardly Initiated has created some additional armor for the fight. The Fight the Flesh bracelet is a stylish reminder to stay disciplined in the face of battle and temptation. So click the link in the description and get yours today. And don't forget, use code CLIPS for 10% off. Let's fight. No, Cap.
He's fired up.
I interrupted.
You ain't even got to talk now, Adam.
So, Captain, are you posing the question? Are you posing the question?
Posing the question to who?
To Adam.
I ain't posing no. I'm talking. So, what side you on, moderator?
Captain, listen, man.
What side you on?
Captain just turned up right now. So look, Captain. Look,
side y'all on? Y'all check on my side or y'all neutral?
So check it out.
I ain't asking him nothing. I'm trying. Listen,
so, Captain, close out. Listen, Captain.
May I say something?
I need you. I want to close out here because right now we're not being productive anymore. Let's close out so we can get over.
Wait, hold on, Bakai. How are you trying to close out with me when I'm being interrupted when I was talking? These brothers talked at length. Nobody said nothing. It's a it seems, Captain, like a bias here.
Captain, continue with your statement, and then we'll give BK and Adam opportunity to
wait.
To,
so my brother can't talk after me? y'all changing up the whole flow for the Christians now.
Captain,
is that what we doing?
Captain,
come on now. Let's not. I don't want to get in victim mode.
We're gonna make sure.
Get your statement going.
No, it's not. Wait. Slow down, moderators. It's not a victim mode. But in the first round or the first segment, I spoke, Captain Akai spoke, those brothers spoke, we gave them the respect, then interrupt. When it got a little hot, Adam got in his feelings and talked while I was talking. Now, I don't mind the interruptions. I do this so that when I interrupt them, they can't cry like a little girl. But y'all got to tell me how it's going to go. You said in the beginning, no interruptions.
Right.
That's what you said in the beginning as the moderator. So if he's interrupting, you're changing for him. Instead of holding to what you said.
So, Captain.
So, what are we doing?
So, Captain, I want you to go ahead, close out your statement. We'll let Captain Akai go, and then we'll get over to my brothers.
I like away games. I love away games. So, as I was saying, and let this sizzle in your spirit, these brothers did not touch the most important statement that myself and Akai said. If Christianity is about truth, why did they change the greatest man written in the Bible? Besides God, besides the Most High, Yahweh in the Hebrew, Jesus Christ is the greatest man to exist ever. And if we love Jesus Christ, Yahweh Shah Mashiach, why would we change his image? So when we close our eyes and say, now I lay me down to sleep, are y'all visioning a black man or are y'all visualizing that white man that was beaten to us? You're visualizing that white man. So the most important thing when you ask what is wrong when black people teach about being an Israelite or teach about being in the book is because by the time we got this book in America, Jesus Christ was changed to a whole different race, to a white race and not a black race. And neither one of them addressed why their Christians did that. I yield.
And Captain Akai, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to also add in that I want to address something that the brother said and said that we hone our old doctrine on, you know, what white people did to us, you know what I'm saying? We start there when, first of all, that wasn't the question. We answered the question. We started there because that was the question. But to answer what you said, we don't start there. In the ISUBK or to you Hebrew, in Hebrew Israelite doctrine, we teach the origin of black people all the way from Adam. All the way from Adam to Egypt to leaving out of Egypt, it's you who believes that. And here's something that you don't know. The reason you think we're renewed is because of white people.
Mm.
White people gave you, oh, you were Nubian kings. You were great Africans. It's because of white people. Yeah, you're a victim of white supremacy, brother. And it's sad because in the host said, yeah, Christian Vav viewers, they're confused. They're confused because of you. That's why they're confused. They've been confused because of you. And when it's time to stand on the question, stick to the question and answer what was posed, you can't answer it. You can't answer it. And the ideal of it is to see what you just did just now is the essence of Christianity. Once you start to hear the truth, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. It you can't abide by a standard. And that's Christianity, the Christian church in the essence. The Christian church doesn't have a standard, even though you got a Bible in your hand full of laws and things for you not to do and not to eat and not to drink and not to put your rod in. You can't abide by a standard, just like you can't sit here and let this man bring out a point after we just listened to you ramble on about whatever you were saying. That's in essence Christianity, and that's what's embedded in you, brother. I yield.
Adam and BK.
Can I respond right quick?
Absolutely.
Cool? Let's get it.
Okay, so first of all, yeah, I do want to, you know, go back to something that Tazariak said. It's not my intention to offend, so I'll try to make sure I don't interrupt in the future. But he did emphasize the importance of listening. And concerning Akai over here, I think that he may not be adhering to that because he claimed that I said that they based their whole doctrine on white supremacy and what they did in slavery, so on and so forth. That's not what I said. What I said was, when it, as Tazariak was giving his reasons as to why he thinks Christianity is white man's religion, his starting point was to talk about our history in regard to slavery and colonialism and so on and so forth. That was his starting point. And what I'm saying is, any view of our history where you frame it around those aspects of our history, I think that it is a white supremacist rendering of history, because there's so much more to our people than just starting on the cotton fields. So that's what I actually said. The other piece is too, you know, just to be, and I'm trying to be respectful here, I really am, but if we're making claims and we're being clear in our claims, it's not our responsibility, you know, to help you to understand where we're coming from other than to be clear, right? So just because you didn't pick up on our response to the question doesn't mean that we actually didn't answer the question. And I would invite anybody who's watching this playback to go back to what it was that BK shared, and they'll see, you know, where it is I'm getting at. Here's where I'm going with this. We answered the question by making the distinction of what Christianity is, okay? I'm not trying to be funny, but there's levels to this. So really what we're talking about is what's called the law of identity. It's one of the basic laws of logic, okay? The law of identity is that everything is identical to itself. So let's just use a quick analogy. If Adam Coleman says that his wife is 5'4" and you know, 5'7" and black and got with long dreads, and then you see me at the movies with some blonde hair, blue eyed chick, then that means that Adam Coleman's at the movies with somebody that's not his wife. Why? Because we know that in order for that to be my wife, it needs to be how I described it. What I'm saying is, you guys are doing the same thing with Christianity. Okay. We're saying that Christianity, and I'm not going to speak over BK, but we define what Christianity is. Again, those essential doctrines: God exists, Jesus rose from the grave, Trinity, Jesus returns, you know, things like that. That's what Christianity is. Okay. What you guys are talking about was not Christianity. The enslavement of our people, the whitewashing of Christian, the whitewashing of Jesus, you know, using colonialism, all of those things, that's not Christianity. Anytime you add something to Christianity, you no longer have Christianity. It's something else. All right. It's not identical to Christianity. It's something else. So what I'm saying is, if you add in white supremacy, then already you don't have Christianity anymore. You have some sort of heinous monstrosity caricature that is not rightly identified as Christianity. So to bluntly answer the question, is Christianity, has it been used to erase black identity? The answer is no. Christianity itself has never been used to erase African or black identity. What has been used is a caricature wherein white supremacists added their cultural ills to the mix, and they perpetrated all these things. What we're seeing here is a failure to make distinctions. Critical thinkers ought to be able to make clear distinctions, and I'm seeing a lack of that on the other side of the house here.